Hello, this is Jekyll speaking.
Yeah! Sup, motherfuckers.
Sup, motherfucker. Holy shit.
Yes.
What the fuck are we doing?
Is it Bali or Perth? Where are you?
Perth. Are you in
Hopefully
Perth?
Hopefully the fucking reception doesn't sound like it's in Bali, but you know, it is what it is, hey?
Fuck. I can't believe we're talking to you. This is like meeting Jesus, bro. How are you, mate?
Sculling Jesus.
Yeah, man, I'm good, you know, and sick cash, booking some fucking holidays, pissing people off, you know how it goes.
All right, I got to ask you something. What's your job? Do you have a job?
So
dude, he's got a job for balling. That's
his
job.
What's your job? Because I'm so jealous of your lifestyle. Like, how do you not have a job? Do you have a job?
Yeah, of course. Of course, man. Everyone has to work. Shit.
You don't have to say, actually.
I ended up winning the lottery about 4 years ago, right?
No.
How much? Right now, Jekyll.
Come on, man. I can't stick.
Don't say. That's
so
awesome.
You were one of those. Can you just say, were you one of those ones that, you know, those ads where it goes, you can spend for the rest of your life? Were you one of those guys that wins like $1 million a year?
Nah, it wasn't that much, man. It was a decent amount. It was about maybe, I think it was $80,000 to $90,000, something like that.
Oh, that's amazing! Dude, you're a baller.
You could fill a bath with that, I reckon.
We should introduce ourselves. You're talking to two really ethnic fucks, basically. This guy's name...
that's another video track.
Yeah, yeah. His name's Jordan, and he's like the famous one, and I just went to school with him, so I'm just leeching off his career, basically.
Yeah, he's like Curse's brother, I guess.
Exactly. Anyway, now the formalities are out of the way, though. Just so you know, I was the one that... Well, yeah, kind of. No, well, we all teed it up, but I wanted to interview you, because, dude... You're a mad cunt, basically.
you know, we consider you one of the boys.
Yes.
We consider you guys one of the boys. I came across one of your videos, actually. One of my mates sent me this shit, and he's like, you got to see this video. I'm like, it dates back to February the 9th on your fucking Instagram. And it was you with a shovel with your mate or whatever in the fucking, I don't know, in like a forest or some shit in the bush. And then you're like, yeah, to quote Jekyll, what are you doing with your life? I'm like, what? This guy's legit.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. I do remember that.
What a legend.
Yeah, shovel chucking.
Anyway,
what we do for fun.
So you're like live. Lot, you're like live or whatever. You're on the pod. So this goes out to like some people, whatever. But yeah, we got some questions and stuff. So you're in Perth now?
Yeah, man. I travel back and forth from Melbourne, a bit of Queensland. Fuck Sydney.
That's where we're from.
Yeah, but
I love Sydney, man. I'm from Newcastle. When I was like six, I lived there and shit for like 6 years.
Oh,
obviously, I didn't own my own house.
Yes, giant Newtown city, man.
Well, we live in Lithgow now. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, actually, I have a brief idea, man. I'm looking at Google Maps right now.
Yes,
attaboy.
So are you drunk right now?
Nah, but I'm getting drunk. Oh, I'm going to be.
So you better have your infamous green, like, superhero cup and booze ready, because you're gonna be doing a couple of those. But if that's cool,
I actually got it in my hand. That's hilarious.
Dude, okay, we love you.
Yeah, it's like Little Wayne and his syrup.
We love you.
Never without it.
Big fam. We love you. All right, I'm just gonna smash off some questions, and then we're gonna finish off if you're up for it with like a game. But it's kind of stupid, but it's a game. Yeah.
All right, cool. Let me just put my headset in, man. I've got my headphones up in this bitch.
up in this motherfucker.
Just hang on, man. Okay.
It's all right.
There we go. Hopefully it works. I can hear you, boys. Yeah, good.
Yes.
I can hear you, finally.
Yes.
That a boy.
Dude. All right. We're going to roll. We'll share them, right, Jordan? We can just...
Well, it's like, hard for me to look upside down.
I feel like we should all be getting drunk. Well, we're eating chips. That's fucking close enough. All right, you go first if you want.
All right, Mr. Jekyll, dude.
We love you, dude.
Okay, tell us this. What are your musical influences? And is one of them the guys that did that band?
It's like I'm sleepwalking.
What is that band? I can't remember it.
It's like I'm sleepwalking!
Yes! Yes!
Alright, I think we've answered question one.
Do you know...
There's something else! I love that song, man.
Yes! Do you know them?
Legend.
I mean, like, Bring Me the Fucking...
Horizon?
What are they called?
Yeah, Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah, no, I used to smash that shit back in the day. I loved it, man.
Yes, dude. Jordan got me into him, man.
Yeah. Maybe 3 months ago. I don't think they've released a song since.
We work on a regional station, so we just pump that all the time.
Dude, you got to check out their old shit, man. I used to bump with my mate. We used to live together about fucking 8 years ago, whatever. And one of my mates used to always work on his motorbike like a fucking Bergen. But that's how you do it, bro. And, so we used to just pump fucking Suicide Season all the time and just pump beers out and then pass out in the garage. Dude.
Were you an emo, Jekyll?
Good album. Hey, sorry?
Were you an emo?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a circling at the moment from like 10, 12 years ago, yeah. Yeah, I had a bit of an emo phase.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't not.
So, okay. I got the next one
Wait,
for you.
I'm going to do a shot.
Yes!
Shot!
Johnny! What do you drink? Don't... Yes, yes! The infamous spew! Are you spewing already?
It's hard to breathe!
We need some booze in here. We're such losers. We've only got tea.
Hey, we got Mount Franklin. Enough said.
God, dude, Jekyll, just so you know, hearing you vomit is like hearing Mother Teresa talk for me.
Yeah, it sounds just like her.
So good. I love you. All right, I'm so glad. We're going to get your ass drunk on this motherfucker up in this bitch.
Dude, I intend to do that.
All right, I got the next one for you. And I'm just curious about this. Why do you hate the Perth scene?
Yeah, here we go. I don't even know a shot for this one, boys.
All
right.
And swear all you want, by the way. This is like a podcast on a radio show. You go crazy.
Oh, so I can say cunt.
You can say cunt, right?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, I don't think it'll be an interview unless you say rainbow kiss at least on this point.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God.
Are you drinking Fanta? Are you a famous Sunkist?
I'm drinking Fanta, bro.
Yeah, he's drinking Fanta!
Fanta Classic, I assume. It's the orange one, right? None of this pineapple shit.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Yes. Jekyll.
Love you.
Alright, so anyways, alright. So I fucking tried to push my music out. I went to all these shows and shit. And I tried to network, and I was in this band. We were doing okay, man. Like, I ended up working with a dude called Roland Lim.
Yeah.
He exclusively, most of the time, works with a band called Make Me Suffer. And good dudes. Great dudes. Absolutely fucking professional. Unlike your boy Jekyll. It is what it is. And I always thought, you know, why can't you just have a fucking laugh? I'm sick of seeing all these bands do the exact same thing. Standing there with their black shirts and their fucking poses going, we're serious. Please like our music. And I used to be on the side going, your fucking music sucks. Your demo quality is a shit. You could do better. And then they'd be like, no, but we're serious. Please like us. But the same fucking bands will be put on Facebook abusing other bands because apparently that was the in thing, especially for Perth.
Right.
And there was this page that actually was an outlet for that. It was called I Probably Hate Your Band, and I think they're fucking douchebags. They became like a Kanye West media fucking TMZ promotion fucking company.
For the metal scene. Was this led by Kevin Parker from Tame Impala?
I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Okay. I just...
I'm gonna say that I agree with you on that, and I think that's true.
Yeah, they're a band from Perth, but obviously I'm not from the scene, but, okay.
Same stuff. All right, so anyway, so I put my shit out there, and these motherfuckers were out of nowhere. They're like, oh, we don't like the fact you're putting your shit out there and you try to make friends with people, because I was a nice guy, man.
Right.
Come on, I was a nice fucking guy. Anyway, these motherfuckers were like, oh, you're a bottom feeder. Oh, you're trying to feed off our promotion, and you're fucking fake and gay. And I was like, well, all right. Fuck you. So all it took was a bottle of vodka, and then I smashed shit on social media, and I was like, yo, fucking losers. That's from what I thought. That's from what I fucking thought. And everyone, you know, they do their own shit. They think they're all getting a million hits in a fucking song, but at the end of the day, it's probably like 100. And then they'll act like it's the fucking bee's knees.
That's so mad.
Go, you guys suck. You fucking suck. Simple as that. I mean, my shit might not be what people like, but...
No, dude, I actually,
Miss Love, I think you're, I think, you, Jekyll, you've really hit on something, I reckon. You and Steve-O, I reckon, spewing is such a better version of promotion than looking hard.
Yeah, I know.
No,
you're right.
Hey, you know how many motherfuckers want to bash me? It's fucking hilarious.
Really? You get way too much hate.
Yeah, that's what I always see as well. It's just it's so many people that are just, you can see that they're like, oh, everyone hates this guy. All right, time to jump on the bandwagon then.
Like, so unfair,
dude. You know how you did like a compilation video,
dude. You are basically Steve-O. Like, what is there to hate about that guy?
I've met that guy. Hey, I've met him.
No.
And I smoked weed with Brandon Novak. We ended up going to Queensland and shit with an ex fucking a little while ago. Mermaid Waters Inn, we stayed in. And then there's CKY. They were playing apparently this Fuckface Unstoppable tour. This is like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
And Ben was there and shit. And they were complaining because they didn't have enough card keys for their rooms because they were sharing rooms. And I was just laughing at them like, guys, like, you know, fucking the reception was terrible. So the fucking service was terrible. And then these two dudes from CKY, which was Chad Ginsberg. Sorry, fucking burp because of the fucking shot. Chad Ginsberg and Matty J was his name. They were like literally fighting in the hallway in front of me over the fucking card key. Because like, they were like, it's my card key, I'm going to get in.
Rock and roll. Dude. That is...
Anyways, yeah, we smoking weed with Brent Novak before he got clean with...
That's basically like in the potato famine, two Irish guys fighting over scraps of a potato, isn't it? A card key. Calm down.
I think you guys should make a video about that. Yeah. I've seen your videos. You're fucking hilarious, dude.
Cheers. Thank you,
Jekyll. Yeah, it's all
Jordan. Blessed from the Pope himself.
DEFCON! Fucking DEFCON! Holy shit!
He's a fan!
Wait, does DEFCON go to Perth, does it?
What's that? I didn't even know, like... I go to a music festival, I'm too staunch. Everyone wants to fucking fight me because I'm the biggest dude there, yo.
Like, listen, prison. Jordan's good, but you're... Don't try to compare him to you. You're a fucking king. He just makes videos. You throw up on
camera. Yeah, you're a lifestyle.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
You know what you do? If someone tries to fight you, you just put your dick out. That's it, man. Win.
That's fucking weird.
Put me in the chokehold now, faggot. You got a dick.
Yes. Suck my goddamn dick.
Wait, okay, so did Bunning Snags change your life? Because I'm a connoisseur myself.
Oh, man, you can ask that so much. Alright, so...
Yell Bunning Snags for me once.
Bunning Snags?
Bunning Snags!
What is it go against, like,
motherfucking Bunning Snag!
It's your boy, Jekyll. And I'm here to... And I'm going to do the spin, you ready? And I'm here to show you how to cook a motherfucking Bunning Snag!
Yes! Yes! King!
Right on cue.
Get it on the...
It's
fucking
his $5
note.
Do it, isn't it?
Yeah, get it on the $5 note. So do you eat it like five to six times? Because that first video, this is what I'm gonna be really, this is what I thought. It was very cringy, right? But you embody the whole like Aussie underdog thing about like who gives a shit kind of, you know, like do what you want irrelevant of like, who you know, whoever really gives a shit. Like I just thought, like it was hilarious, dude. It was so good.
Dude, I just put this video up, like I was fucking around and I was like, oh yeah, I've still got this, man. Like, you gotta put that up, dude. I'm like, nah, fuck that. This video I just put up on my fucking Facebook.
Literally changed my life. I mean that's what that was it originally.
Holy shit, yeah, Bunning Snags did change his life.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I like your shit too. I mean, it's hard to masturbate two at times, but I fucking love it, all right?
Damn straight, yeah, you better.
You,
listen, if I'm masturbating to you, you better return the favor.
I'm not eating mayonnaise out of the fucking jar, right? Nah, I put this video up where I interviewed Josh Duhamel. He was in like all those Transformer movies. I think he was in the one, I don't know. And he's like fucking Fergie. And I was on the thing and I was like, hey man, Fergie, fuck yeah, nice.
Yeah,
they gave me restrictions.
My humps.
Oh, dude, that like, she's the shit. You know she fucking pissed on stage? That's legit. She did that.
Yuck.
How can you not love her?
Yeah, I feel.
No, I do remember that. You saying that in maths to me once.
Really?
Yeah.
In high school?
Yeah.
Shit. I don't remember that.
Yeah, like, no, yeah. And I'm pretty sure I was like, do you think that's hot? And you were just like, no, dude.
Holy shit.
Okay. Where'd you get your drinking cup, Jekyll?
Alright, tell. So yeah, the new missus and shit fucking came home, or came back to my house, whatever, one time. She's like, I got you this thing, because I know you like Marvel, and I'm like, I'm not a fan of either, what the fuck? I don't know Marvel or DC. the hell is this shit? I like that Avengers movie with all of them. Spider-Man was cool. So she brings this thing back. That thing is a fucking Iron Man cup. Yeah, I think I'm going to have a look at that.
Of course it is, yeah. Dude, for some reason it looks like a tiki on your phone.
Dude, you made me like... You know how sometimes on like Married at First Sight or whatever, you see like people drinking tea and shit and you're like, oh man, like the inside of Aussie houses are just so like fucked sometimes. Just like, I don't know, I can't explain it. But dude, your house on that like stovetop, electric stovetop where you're like, the sound of glass hitting glass now gets my cock hard. You know? Just you going poomp and smashing down a shot glass. That's like, by the way, dude, your shot glasses are like 4 times bigger than a regular one. You realize that's why you're throwing up so much.
Yeah, the thing is with that, man, is the shot glass is like fucking 4 times.
That's why you're
1.5 times the size that you normally have in a normal shot glass. But it's a skull shot glass.
And, so you're a king. You know, that's not a thing, but you're...
I've never heard that.
It's a Perth thing.
What's a Perth thing? The skull thing.
Must be.
The skull scene. Fuck the earth scene. As a matter of fact, fuck the earth scene. Fucking things in general, right?
All right, moving right along here. What have we got? Okay, first of all, I've got a bone to pick with you, Jekyll. And I might be wrong here. Say... It's sriracha.
It's sriracha, bro.
It's sriracha!
Oh, that was an accident. See, I got so much... Dude, I got death threats over that.
Are you fucking serious? People want to kill you because you're mispresenting a chili sauce?
Fair enough.
That's ridiculous. All right, I love sriracha.
But, okay, for my sake, you got to say... Just, okay, I will send...
So you're one of the people sending death threats.
Yeah, well, okay, I was me. It was me. No, I'm joking. Okay, I could be wrong, though. I just say sriracha, so I could be wrong, Jekyll.
Dude, I don't know. Apparently that's what it is. Killing all the death threats. Can't someone kill me over a fucking chili sauce?
Holy
good on them. Like,
shit.
I'm sorry to say.
That is insane. Dude, I am a little bitch. You got me. I don't even care. You're right. You're right, I'm wrong.
Who are these people? It's like when you hear on the news that someone stabs someone over a piece of chicken. You're killing someone over foodstuffs. Who's watching you, Jekyll? Could you give us like a general overview of the audience that you attract? Like,
yeah.
What kind of guy is it? Because me to be like autistic dudes that have really shit beards.
You know the video you put out about the Nuggets, right?
Yeah,
it's good, eh?
That's my audience.
You are a legend. I love it.
Your audience is howzos.
That's so good.
So bad.
Dude, no, you, so bad. No, that's as Aussie as it gets.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Why is Bert Newton on a stamp and not you, Jekyll?
Yes.
It should be that.
Your comedy's amazing, but how the fuck did you get so accurate when it came to the government fucking point of views? How did you get so accurate, man? Like, what did you do to study that?
Just read.
I can feel this one.
Okay, go.
Jordan chucked a Jekyll of his own, except for instead of... filming himself eating a snag. He didn't film himself eating anything. He just sat in a room for 3 years. And instead of eating snags, he read books. And like a shitload.
Yeah, it was basically Nelson Mandela, except for replace having nothing to read with just heaps of articles on climate change.
We all thought he was dead.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's dedication.
So you don't film your own shit, like...
Not
you're
now.
You're the face of the audience and... Your boys are probably like, why are you getting all the attention, Jordy? You're the face and you're cool as fuck. Like, all the bitches. All of them.
So many bitches. They all want him.
Hey, your shit's fucking amazing, man. I'm telling you, that DEF CON video, I saw it like a fucking year or so ago, whatever it was. Now I'm pissing myself on the floor. I was like, holy shit. And look at this. Now you're like saying,
talking.
It's your boy Jekyll, what are you doing with your motherfucking lives? That is cool. That's fucking cool, right?
The important thing is, promote Forest Hall. No one cares about Friendly Geordies. Have you heard my band? Come on. Give me a shit. You were doing a live read thing, and I was like, Forest Hall. And then you were just like shouting out to some goddamn bitches. But there'll be another time.
Fucking mom. You fucking see, you fucking spill your shit in my room, goddamn fucking bitch. Yeah, I don't know. Goddamn bitches. I can't remember that, man. I've done a lot of live videos.
But next time, you better promote Forest Hall.
Who?
That's my band.
Jesus. Steve, love, come on.
Who's the band?
Do it on this podcast, for Christ's sake. Start small.
My band's called Forest Hall. Check me out, Jekyll.
Who?
Forest Hall.
This is really sacrilegious. You're basically asking the Australian version of Bono to say that your band's better than his.
No, Jekyll's way better than me, but it's Forest Hall.
Who?
Fuck you, Jekyll. He's good. Yeah. He's good. He is good.
I'm giving you motherfuckers a shout out of them. Fuck it.
Yeah, boy.
That is a running joke to me and my boy Paul Hyde, man. He's on my shit. You probably gather by the name Paul Hyde, Jekyll, whatever. It's
Dang.
We sit there and we'll just be chilling, and then he'll be like, "I'll be like, dude, just check this fucking band out, man. They're fucking sick." And he'll be like, "What's their name?" And I'm like, "Insert generic band by a fucking emo band that's emotional, but also wants to seem relevant and whatnot, because everyone's fucking emo nowadays, emotional music, whatever." And he'll be like, "Who?" And then I'll be like, "Dude, this is the fucking band name. Insert blah, blah, blah."
You're
and then
he'll good.
Be like, "Who?" And we'll sit there for fucking like 30 seconds. And I'll be like, "Dude, don't be a dickhead, man. These people like work hard at their music."
Goddamn Paul Hyde,
I throw the fucking shit your way, man. It doesn't matter. It's probably irrelevant. Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah, like, you're right.
When did you start your music? When did you start recording?
No one cares. You got to do another shot.
I'm going to do another shot and you're going to fucking tell me, right?
Wait, Jekyll, also, are you wearing sunglasses at the moment and where did you get them?
Yes!
You know what's funny?
Chemist Warehouse. Huh?
I actually am wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. And your infamous shirt?
You wear your sunglasses at night.
Is your shirt a fucking army jacket?
Is that because it looks camouflaged? I don't understand, bro. Like, I mean... Ah, dude, half the time you do these videos and shit, I sit there and go, "Fuck, that's me and my friends." It's so embarrassing. I'm like, the shit you fucking take the piss out of, man. That's me.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I got the big question that everyone wants to know.
What?
Do you actually live at your mum's house? Because if someone had a gun to my head, I'd be like, yes, it's obviously his mum's.
Well, I'll let her answer that. All right, okay. Give me a fucking scream. Hang on. She's got chips in her mouth.
We're eating chips too.
Please get your mum to scream roast.
Please get us a roast. Please.
She lives with me, man. I'm fucking fully functional, bro.
Yeah, boy. Come on, Jekyll's mum. Yeah. Jekyll.
Mum.
Mum. Jekyll's mum.
You ready?
Yep.
You ready up in this bitch in the three, motherfucking two and a whoa, one? Give me a...
No way! It runs in the family. It's genetic.
Oh my
roast.
God!
So
it's like when Barney started donating sperm to the sperm ward, and then everyone was burping across the town.
I love you. Can we all do one together? Three.
I fucking hate metal.
No, three.
The scene's dead,
right?
I'm sorry, but like, yeah. Fuck singing, singing's dead.
Singing's
screaming's
dead,
where
screaming's
it's
where it's at.
Screaming's dead, singing's where it's at.
Can we all do one roast together?
Three.
Two. One.
Roast!
All right, dude.
God, that's great. You feel like orcs at Isengard. It's such
it's
a nice
funny,
feel.
Man, you know, legend, the Chester dude. Screams and shit? Like, Chester's a fucking icon, man. Like, that's
the Linkin Park guy?
Yeah. That's how I started learning to scream. Like, he did this,
what
I know I'm rambling, but I apologize. I'm a fucking habit. You brought this on yourself. Anyway, so he's like, he did this thing, this QWERTY live video. It's called QWERTY. It's like QWERTY. And he does this thing where he's like, "Broken Dawn! What phantom! What your mind! You left behind! Why?! You don't know why you're locked inside my body, inside your mind." Something like that, anyways. But
fuck yeah, dude! Fuck yeah!
You're just like a really good version of every cunt at Talent Quest who thought he was hard, like at our high school. It's so much better.
I learned to scream high pitch in mid, and then all of a sudden I couldn't growl like 3 years ago. Now I can just go. I can do it. I feel my fucking sleep, man.
Dude, listen to me. One, will you speak at my funeral if I die before you? Two, can I just call you every day and instead of my alarm, you just go, roast.
Oh, yeah, I can teach you right now to get a better scream. You ready?
Yeah, do it.
So roast is the fucking word, right?
Yep.
Like roast.
Can I ask, what's the background of roast?
That's it, roast.
But why roast? Why aren't you saying like rose?
It was because of the enunciation where you open your mouth and you're like, roast, and you sigh like you're pissed off, like,
gosh,
like that,
that's
and
mad.
Then you go, how you do it.
Stop being so much better than us.
30% of this interview is just the sound.
Yeah, fuck yes.
Teach us. Teach us, and then we're going to do this game because you're going to enjoy this game.
All right, let me do a shot real quick. Yeah?
Shot. Do a shot, boy.
You
motherfucking boy Jekyll.
I'm doing a shot. Let's do a fucking shot. This is a mess. I'm a mess. I'm not sorry because you guys knew what you were getting into. All right, I'm going to have a shot.
Shot now.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I live for it. I live for that sound.
Is your mom like worried? She knows it's your thing.
I wanted to be serious.
You are. I didn't want you to be serious. I wanted you to throw up all over the glass oven stove thing.
He's done it.
Oh my god!
Yes!
And that's why his band has more views than yours, Miss
Love.
Yeah,
I understand.
Where's your commitment to that? Dude, just chuck a Fergie and piss yourself. Make that your thing.
I wish we bought a bottle of vodka. This is so bad. Dude.
Anyways,
now where were we?
Why the fuck are you not plugging it?
What? No, dude. I want to hear you vomit continuously. That is my, like, Dalai Lama thing, you know? I need
what is chant?
What?
You
that's
spewing
his, that's his version of transcendental meditation, where you're supposed to just repeat namaste to yourself over and over again.
You spewing on a loop.
You gagging.
On a loop, dude. All right. Wait, dude. Should we play this game?
Let's play a fucking game.
You'll fucking love this, all right? This is how it goes. And I thought of this all on my own, so...
Before you do, can we just get you to say... Yep. The classic President Ike Eisenhower line with your growling voice of, yep. Let's get busy!
But it's a growl!
Throw it up, man. Like, it comes back in waves. All right.
I love how much you vomit.
He's a tsunami of an esophagus.
I can do this. All right. You ready? Holy Let's shit. Get busy? Is that right?
That's it. Yep.
Okay.
Let's get busy!
Yes!
I wasn't expecting it to go up an octave, but then bam!
Love
surprise!
The up. I love
bitches!
Alright, man. So, this is how we're going to do it. We've got this game. Hopefully, it won't totally rip your vocal cords. This is how we're doing it here. This is how we rock it in Lithgow across the fucking state from Perth. Your mum can join if she wants. So, I've got a game where I've got a whole bunch of like celebrities and personalities. And then you're going to answer whether they're cringy or cool. But there's code words, of course. So if they're cringy, you have to go, roast. And if they're cool, you have to say, sup, motherfuckers.
I'm down.
Yes! Yes!
What a sport.
All right, so you got that, right? So,
and just be wary that this is probably going to be twice the length of the actual interview. We have a lot of celebrities.
It'll be cool. It'll be cool. So basically, just to clear that up.
So many questions.
So cringe is you go roast, and cool is sup, motherfuckers.
Fuck interviews, man. I fucking love you guys. You guys are like one of the boys now, man. Yeah. I mean, so like these guys are boys.
Yay! Well, we'll be over in Perth some point, so you'll have to take us out for some fucking
shit. I swear to God,
definitely. Yeah, you show us where to get Mackers. Yeah.
Actually, are you in? Oh, you don't have to say where you live. Are you in Frio, or are you like a bit out in the sticks?
Nah, North Perth, man.
Yeah.
I went to a mate's Bunnings and Rockingham and shit, and everyone was like, "Oh, you live in Bunnings? Ah, fucking porch, pitchforks and shit, like." Kill the fucking everyone. I don't know, fucking.
So that much sucks. Hate. We love you, alright? For all the hate, we love you.
I love you
a little bit. Alright, here we go.
I'm
so
not I'm shitting. Alright, guys, I'm shitting while we do this.
Oh, yes! Are you taking a shit?
Thank God you told us that.
Thank you, man. That's actually mad.
What a gift.
You get this pod.
This is like when people stole pieces of ABBA's shit.
Actually, when it says roast, just take it, just shit one out.
Duke one.
Well, that's why I went to the tour, man,
because
I fucked up.
Yeah, okay, so, Jekyll, you have to hold it in, but every time you say roast, we're going to assume that you're squeezing some of it out.
It's hard work, man, but I think I can do this.
Yeah, you realize if you die of alcohol poisoning, it's taking one for the team, for the nation, so you just cop it.
We can do this if we try.
All right, so cringe roast, Cool, sup, motherfuckers. We'll do one each. What do you reckon? All right.
It's your boy Jackal, right? What am I saying?
No.
Sup, motherfuckers is yes.
And, like, all cringy right. is roast.
Kid Rock. You're developing fast, Miss Sam. Kid Rock. I'm guessing a sup, motherfuckers is in order.
Yeah!
Scratch that one off the list then.
You're a legend. All right. We'll smash this out. All right. Koshy.
Who?
How do you not know Koshy?
The fucking...
He's the only that Australian that's cunt. Arguably more famous.
That bald cunt can suck my fucking dick, man. He's such a douchebag. Oh, my God. Now I see why everyone hates me. Oh, my God.
So he is...
Yeah! Okay, Dido.
No, that's not Dido.
You fuck him. Dido's awesome. Anyway, Dido's awesome. She featured on Eminem shit.
This is... Okay, Jekyll, this is a non-metalhead here.
Oh, wait. What?
No. Jekyll. This is a non-metalhead here. It was Dio.
Shut up, motherfuckers!
Yeah.
Isn't and a loud one at that. I think we're going to have to put a circle around Dio.
Yep.
All right, Snooki. I guess the woman that looks like a badger from Jersey Shore that's just dumped heaps of tanning on her.
Yes.
Right. Cross that out. Man, cringe. He's not a fan of many celebs.
All right,
he's
here we go.
He's a hard man to please.
Here's one for you. The whole Married at First Sight cast.
You know, I'd just be a fuckwit. Some motherfucker!
Yes! God, every time it just gets me. All right, bro. Mr. Squiggle.
My heart,
hey. Oh, he's downing Mr. Squiggle.
He's downing Mr. Squiggle. All right, he went down a few notches in my book, Jekyll. He went down a few notches. Who's that? Oh, right. Go on.
Oh, yeah, Chopper. What do you think about him?
Oh, fuck.
Ooh, the tension's building.
He's dead, right?
He's not coming back.
Things off for nothing. That fucking movie was made about America and it was a shit, whatever. Fucking. Slow motherfucking!
Yes!
You can't not be Australian and hate him.
All right, here we go. Trump.
Have you seen. Wait, side note, footnote, right? Yo, you know what footnote sucker? You guys are fucking smart. Yo. You've seen the shit he's done. He was in a video 4 or 5 years ago going, I don't care. Fuck China. We're going to charge the motherfuckers for the extra tax. He said that word to fucking word.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? Stop, motherfucker!
Yeah! I like that. Yes. That's good.
Saying what we're all thinking. He's mad because he said motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Okay. You know the Smith's chip alien? What the fuck was his name again? The Gobbledog. Remember that guy?
Roast!
Man, I really firmly disagree with that.
All right, I got one for you here.
Hours, it doesn't matter. I can scream like a biatch.
Good. Okay, roasts.
Sean. Sean, motherfucker!
Yeah! You're from Perth. Of course you like roasts. Of course.
All right, now we've got the final one here for you. All right. Listening, Jekyll? Non-bunning snags. So, sausages that aren't from Bunnings. What do you think?
Non-Bunnings.
Tension. God,
fucking hell.
So much tension.
Oh, man, I wish
we had
some Bunnings.
Bunnings snacks that you can buy from fucking... that aren't Bunnings snacks. Well, that doesn't make sense. But what about the butchers, man? What if you go to, like, a butcher's snack?
That's what we're saying. Yeah. Gourmet, Coles, all of them off the records. It's just Bunnings that we're talking about. Otherwise, those are the only ones that are exempt. Anything else that's not specifically cooked... from some woman who probably can't have kids. You tell us. What do you reckon?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
You fucking ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I said it, you motherfuckers, ready?
Yeah!
Yeah! Thought he'd give some leeway because Coles sausages taste about as good, but yes. No, he's a hard man to please.
You gotta go to the Bunnings, mate.
Thank you
so much for your time,
Jack. This has been the highlight of my whole life. It's not going to get better. We'll probably check in with you at some other point in your career and just shoot the shit. And next time we will have a fucking bottle of vodka ourselves. And we'll have ridiculous small apple juice cups full. This is what you drink.
Hey, friendly Geordie, man. Well, Mr. Geordie with your fucking family friends. Yeah. Fucking friendly friends. All right, I'm stoked you fucking thought of me, man. Thanks for putting my shit out. I'll fucking support your shit till the day you motherfucking die.
Yes.
All right, let's just sign out. What's
another one of his catchphrases? Man. We need one that we haven't used so far.
I asked it twice before I came on this shit.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's just all together do a roast.
No. It's dude, I'm sorry. It's We've all boy. Forgot it. No. What are you motherfuckers doing with your life?
Yes!
What are you doing with your motherfucking life?
Three.
What are you doing with your motherfucking life? That's what we're doing. Yeah. Oh, Mislav can barely contain himself.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah, go, let's count it down. You count it down, Jekyll.
Three, two, one. What are you doing with your motherfucking lives? Sign out!
Fucking...
Fuck about you, shit! Fucking brought me some pronounced words!
Yes!
That a boy, Jed!
Alright, we'll talk to you soon.
Let's go have some more shots with your mum.
Roast!
Bye, man. Champion! He's better than what I imagined.
Hello. Holy crap. I feel like I met the Pope, man. He's just...
We did.
We met the Aussie Pope.
We met the Pope of Perth.
Holy shit.
All of Western Australia, would you say? Or would there be some cunt in Coolangatta?
I mean, there's probably all these legends peppered around Australia, but this guy's been brought to the forefront. He's carrying the baton, you know?
No one else is Australian apart from him.
No.
He's the new Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
Stunning example of Australiana. All right, so we'll be back, but I'm going to go to the toilet and one out just like he.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to find some booze in this place. Christ, I love drinking. He's reminding me of it.
Sup, motherfuckers.